produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, everyone. This is Richard Floyd with Power Up Your Family. It is great to be back with you once again, and we are looking forward to a great visit with you on this particular episode of Power Up Your Family. You know, in the month of November, we have the great opportunity to celebrate a day of gratitude, a day of Thanksgiving, if you will. And obviously, many of us think of Thanksgiving as a great opportunity for a gathering of family to enjoy wonderful food. Some families enjoy the tradition of watching football games and basically just enjoying being able to spend time together. Obviously, this year may be a little different for a lot of families. There are some jurisdictions where, due to governmental edicts, the limitation of the number of people that can gather in one home, the length of time that you can be together, what activities you may or may not be allowed to engage in while you're in that home. These are very unique times that we live in, and I'm sure there are many, many people who are not happy with what we're facing. But that is part of the challenge of getting through this long extended season of the COVID-19 pandemic. We do have reason for hope. We've heard announcements that the vaccine is passing the required testing, and great results have been forthcoming and should be released to the public here in the foreseeable future. So we have reason to be hopeful, a reason for gratitude, but we certainly recognize that many, many, many families have experienced all kinds of hardships, whether it's been a loss of a loved one, someone dealing with some significant health issues as a byproduct of the infection, the disruption of employment, the loss of income, the loss of freedoms, if you will. Many, many factors have been the net consequence of the COVID-19 pandemic. But you know, when we're faced with these kind of situations, we have to appreciate the fact that many times we go through situations where we could not anticipate what was in store for us. Every life is different. The only predictable pattern is that all of us experience a mix of joy and sadness, happiness and heartache, usually occurring unpredictably. No matter how carefully we plan, setbacks, large and small, can disrupt our plans. We settle into a good job, a relationship, a neighborhood, and then life surprises us. I'm familiar with a story of an elderly man who passed away. And as his friends and loved ones looked back on his life, they wondered why he often seemed so angry. Then, while sorting through his personal belongings, his family found one of his work pay stubs from long ago. Across the top of it, he had written, quote, "the end of a good job with good pay, the start of anger and why me," close quote. The handwritten outburst seemed to connect some dots for them. He had been laid off from that job, and apparently he never really abandoned from that disappointment. For more than 30 years, he carried bitterness in his heart. As a result, he closed himself off to others, shutting out their light and love. Some might say that layoff defined this man's life. But that's not entirely true. He is far from the only person who has ever suffered a setback like that. What defined this man's life was what he chose to do about his unexpected disappointment. Now, while being laid off is never easy, think how his life could have been happier if he had been able to see his layoff differently. What if he had sought help and support and moved forward with his life? Instead of asking, why me? What if he had asked, what can I learn from this? How might this disappointment help me become a better person? He still would have felt pain, but a hopeful, positive approach to the future would have helped him heal and move on. Instead of being the start of anger the day he was laid off, it would have been the start of a new opportunity and a wiser, happier, more compassionate life. Everyone's heartache and disappointment is different, but we all have one thing in common: the power to choose our response. We can't choose whether or not we will be hurt, but we can choose whether or not we will heal. In fact, we might say that life is a never-ending series of moments to choose each and every day how we will respond to life's pleasant and unpleasant surprises. Great food for thought. So, you know, we're probably familiar with the old saying, the best things in life come to those who wait. Sometimes that's called delayed gratification, or the decision to forgo something you want now so that you can have something better later. Not hard to see the benefits of this philosophy, but it can be hard to practice it, especially in today's world where so many voices say, why wait? You deserve to have it now. This will make you happy. But is happiness what they are selling? The ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle is one of many who have observed that pleasure, with its instant gratification, is not the same as happiness. Building a life of true happiness takes time and patience. It involves living a life of purpose. And most often that purpose is not to satisfy our own wants, but to bless the lives of others. You might say that pursuing happiness is an act of faith. Faith that plodding along in school will lead to skills that can equip you to make a meaningful difference in the world. Faith that doing without some luxuries now will allow you to take care of your family and loved ones later. Faith that any personal sacrifice you make to serve others cannot compare to the joy of making someone's life better. The principle then is to not give up what you really want in life for something you think you want now. Of course, sometimes we forget that principle. We all know what, quote, buyer's remorse feels like. The regret that follows an impulsive purchase or a hasty decision. We can learn from those mistakes. We also know the satisfaction that came when we waited, held out for something better, and kept working and saving so that we could build a brighter future. We can learn from those experiences too. Yes, we all deserve to be happy. We all deserve the kind of happiness that doesn't come cheap and isn't available for a limited time only. We all deserve happiness that lasts more than an instant, one that can last forever. So as I thought about happiness, I've pondered a little bit about the fact that my wife and I recently celebrated our 49th wedding anniversary. And as you look back over the years, you realize, wow, where did the time go? And one of the key elements that I observed that has made our marriage, I think, successful is basically, you know, despite the difficulties that come with getting older, we all hope we live long enough to experience them. Excuse me. But of course, we also hope to find plenty of peace and comfort as well. According to one expert who has written about happiness in the retirement years, two key attributes are essential in old age or any season of life. And that is a good sense of humor and a willingness to forgive. A good sense of humor lifts perspective when life gets us down, when our bodies are aging, when things don't go the way we hoped and we feel stuck. Nothing lifts the gloom quite like a good laugh. One aging couple noticed that it helps to stop and enjoy the lighter side of life. They try to find something to smile about each day, a joke, a humor story, even their own mishaps. Somehow their circumstances don't seem so bad when they take a minute to laugh. Over the weekend, we did a lot of work on the leaves that have accumulated, and particularly the leaves and debris that had gathered in our front gutters over the driveway, over by the garage, and over the front entryway. And it required me getting up on a ladder. And because of the slant and the angles, I could tell it was not a very stable environment to be up on a ladder, especially having to get up on the higher rungs. So I invited my wife to come and to be my anchor, if you will. And she gladly came and helped with that project. And it took us several hours to do everything that had to be done. And we noticed in that evening that we had a lot of aches and pains that we had noticed before. And even the next day, we were still experiencing some discomfort. As we were doing the project, there were several little minor mishaps that caused us to have some great humor and laughter as we went through that process. So as we experienced this reality of having a little fun and a little humor with that experience, it reminds me of how often throughout our marriage, we have found that laughter and humor has been a great soothing bond and a great sense of a source of joy and has made life enjoyable. Now, similarly in life with a married relationship, forgiveness can have a similar power in our lives. Like humor, forgiveness heals the heavy heart. As offenses pile up into the golden years, nothing clears the air like a healthy dose of forgiveness. Some choose to nurse grudges and polish up old put-downs. But what a burden that is to carry throughout our lives. Forgiveness feels so much better. As a retirement expert warned, quote, forgiveness may not come easily after many years of disappointments or old grudges with a relationship, but practice makes perfect, close quote. One older woman decided to adopt this attitude toward her husband, who seemed to always forget their anniversary. He could have become resentful, assuming that he was insensitive and uncaring. But instead, she decided to respond with love and forgiveness, and even a little humor, giving him good-natured reminders as the anniversary approached. With forgiveness and humor, She saw her husband in a more compassionate light, and their love grew. Moving along in years doesn't mean we have to be set in our ways and patterns of interaction. We can see the advancing years as increasing opportunities to open our hearts, look for the humor in life, and strengthen our relationships with forgiveness and love. And truly, being able to have forgiveness and love is what the gospel of Jesus Christ is all about. Now, as we think about going through life and the challenges that we sometimes face, several years ago, a team of rescuers helped an older couple evacuate their home after a hurricane. Their house, which the husband had helped build, was flooded. The wife had serious health problems that made their situation more perilous. And yet, they were smiling. One of the rescuers asked how they could stay positive in the midst of this difficult tragedy. The woman answered, quote, "That storm can take my house, it can take my car, it can take my furniture and my pictures, but it can never take my spirit," close quote. Few of us know what it's like to lose our possessions in a hurricane. But I mentioned earlier, we've all been sharing a difficult experience that we will never forget. During this COVID-19 pandemic, our courage and endurance are being tested. Some have lost loved ones or livelihood. All have been reminded that the future can be uncertain, even scary at times. Sometimes it takes a difficult shared experience to teach us that possessions and position do not define us and should not separate us. Our inherent worth, who we really are inside, remains permanent, unchanging. The spirit, the soul, is eternal, and it's what makes us all part of the same human family. A number of years ago, in 1987, speaking before the United Nations, United States President Ronald Reagan said, quote, "Perhaps we need some outside universal threat to make us recognize our common bond," close quote. He went on to suggest that if we face such a global danger, quote, "how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish," close quote. Well, guess what, folks? We're facing that kind of threat. And hopefully we're learning that with all the damage a virus can do, it need not damage our spirit. In fact, the opposite should be happening. We have mourned together. We've struggled together. We've become more aware of the needs of people around us, along with things we can do to help. And somehow we've found hope that things will get better and we can find joy in our new normal. No, life tragedies can never take our spirit if we don't allow it. Instead, such tragedies can actually make us stronger. You know, a lot of times life is often compared to a pathway. And as most of us know by experience, that pathway is rarely smooth and straight. Rather, it takes us on a journey of peaks and valleys, twists and turns. Some of these are expected. Childhood passes into youth. Youthful life evolves into adulthood and eventually into life's twilight. We know these changes are coming and we can prepare ourselves to transition from one stage to another. Other transitions are predictable. We might transition from being single to being married, from unemployment to a steady job, from health to chronic illness, or any of these in reverse. We know that life's path must take us through such changes. Otherwise, we will never really go anywhere. Still, it can be hard to transition from the familiar to the unknown. There's a story about a young man and his father who took an adventurous hike in a remote mountainous area. At one point, their path brought them to a wide, deep chasm. The only way forward was to cross a long suspension bridge. At first, they were hesitant. Was the bridge safe? But then they saw the firm anchors on either side and the strong cables that held the span in place. Seeing the strength of the bridge and knowing that many others had gone this way before them, they confidently crossed the chasm and continued their journey. If we want to safely cross the bridges that span from one stage of life to another, we need secure anchors and strong connections. We can be anchored by values that do not shift with the times, by truth that does not sway in the winds of change, connections with family, friends, and mentors will give us confidence that we can make lasting and meaningful progress in our transition through life. Perhaps no anchor is stronger, no connection more important than our relationship with Heavenly Father and our trust in His help. Our relationship with the divine is what will get us through. No matter the transitions we must make, no matter the bridges we must cross, if we are anchored in truth and connected to those who love and support us, we can rest assured that we will arrive safely on the other side. I would like to conclude our sessions, our session, if you will, to just reemphasize the importance that our life, our path, if you will, in life, can be filled with many bumps and curves and challenges. But the key to all of this is how we choose to react. And when we have that firm anchor of faith and a sure reliance on divine providence, we can weather the storms of life. And our goal is to seek that path that leads us back home to our Father in heaven, that we can endure to the end, and that we can be reunited with our families and with our Heavenly Father in the hereafter. You know, many of us search for ways to feel a little better physically and emotionally. When aches and pains escalate, we feel thankful for modern medicines that can help restore our health. But there is another kind of treatment that some people are calling free medicine, or a prescription you can't fill in a pharmacy. And that is time spent in nature. So as we have experienced this pandemic, might I suggest that spending time in nature certainly will help to relieve our stress. It will help eliminate depression and anxiety. Might even lower our blood pressure, decrease our heart rate, and more. So we don't have to wait for a doctor to sign a nature prescription. This is one medication we can self-prescribe, and don't worry, there isn't a long list of side effects. You gotta love those commercials for medicines on the TV, where half the commercial is filled with all the side effects. In this instance, you can fill this prescription in so many ways: going for a hike, or even just a stroll in a nearby park, playing in the backyard, or simply sitting on a porch, or looking out a window and observing the world around us. We might plant a little flower or vegetable garden and experience the miracle of sowing and reaping. We might listen to the rain during a cleansing storm and breathe deeply the pure, sweet air when it's over. We might get up early enough to look in awe at a sunrise or stay up late enough to gaze at a sky full of stars. Anything we can do to fill our hearts and lungs and minds with nature can do wonders for our health and well-being. So when considering what to do to feel just a little better, remember what the doctor ordered: spend some time in nature. So as we are in a beautiful time of the year, even a drive out into the countryside to see the leaves as they change colors and to observe the beauty of nature is certainly a prescription to give us peace and comfort and well-being. And so I would testify to each of us that we are truly blessed when we have that pure knowledge, sure knowledge, that God is our Father in heaven, that His Son Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior and Redeemer, and that through His love, His ministry, His example, and ultimately through His atoning sacrifice, we can be made pure and clean of the sins of the world, that we can return to our Father in heaven, and that families can be united for all of eternity. I know these to be true principles, true doctrine, and a reality that I embrace with all of my heart, might, mind, and soul. I love the Lord my God with all of that, and I seek to love my neighbor as myself. And I bear testimony of these things in the holy and sacred name of our beloved Heavenly Father's Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.